Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the LSO Cheat Show. Happy 23rd of January of 2023. I don't know where I got this energy from, but it just came. Usually it happens, you know, just about as soon as it's time for me to get on, I got to bring y'all the energy, because if I give y'all the energy, y'all going to give it right back to me. So, I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am one of Brooklyn's very own, one of the finest. Yes, I am LSO. And I'm not just an author with the product line of 3 self-published erotic books. There's so much more. For instance, if you add inspirational and empowerment thinking, you're going to get my latest book, which is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self Meets Me. I'm also a writer, advising spoken word artists, and acting. So yes, that's just some of hashtag love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things. That was a long time ago. And hashtag I am still holding on to that statement. I'm comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I love everything that I do, and I am in full accountability mode when doing it. I so enjoy it. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Yes, LSO have a talk show. And you know what? There's so much more on my horizon that my journey, I just can't wait to see what's next on my journey. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and introduces you to your outside-the-box experiences. It's encouraging you the freedom of your reflection. Mm-hmm, yep, that's exactly what I do. Accepting self in totality and in abundance and with no judgment. Creating a safe space for your imagination's truth and seeing beyond a space so that you can be your true self, no judgment at all. And I think that's the key thing. When there's no judgment, you tend to be able to free yourself. And her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and or truth. Either way you care, the key thing is just to enjoy it, and it's all up to you. Make it work for you. LSO ignites your soul to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown. All of your senses captivated and you're loving it. Why? Because this is what she does. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. Come along for the ride. Why? Because it's going to take you on your journey. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so you can experience every piece of it. Pun intended, yes, every single lick of piece. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, with all that, are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time to get ready because we're about to get it in. Tonight's topic is relationship lessons and what is your lesson plan. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best, one of the finest. So call in with your questions, call in with your statements, text, email, smoke signals, hootie hoo, we got you. Y'all know LSO doesn't do this by herself. She have a rider with her. Sometimes he take the wheel, sometimes he riding shotgun. Listen, listen, listen. This is that shoddy, you know. That's Shy D when it comes
sometimes
to
I ride in the back.
Man, listen. It's the combo that D. Smith up in the building. D. Smith, what's good?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, everybody? What up, everybody? Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. How y'all doing? How you doing? Good, good. You know, sometimes I ride in the back, too, so.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you ride in the back. And if he need, he may got to push it. How was
so what
weekend?
Are we talking about? My weekend was great. My weekend was great. Quiet, chill, had a couple of events. It was cool. It was cool. Productive.
Oh, okay. I have a couple of events. I had one event, but just one event for me is exhausting because it's a lot of work that you put into it.
Yeah, well, it was a pop-up shop, right?
Yes, it was a
Pop-up shop?
Yes, it was a pop-up. It was a pop-up shop. And we had a wonderful time. Of course,
you know,
the music was on point, and I couldn't even dance because I hurt my back early up in the week, not exactly sure what I did, but I hurt my back, so I couldn't even dance. And the DJ, he and I, we went to high school together, so that's like my, I want to say big brother, even though I'm older than him, but, you know, y'all know how y'all men are. When it comes to siblings, y'all always got to be the big brother. So the big brother, he looked over at me. I was like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to play my music. He was like, move your shoulders. So I was just doing my shoulders up and down and waving my fingers and stuff. But that's all I can do. I couldn't do too much more. But other than that, it was a success.
I saw pictures on IG. Shout out to Stacia's Kitchen. I saw a picture with you guys on there. I said I saw a picture from the weekend with you guys on there. So I said shout out to Stacia's Kitchen.
Oh, Stacia's Sweet Kitchen. Yes. She was the one who actually hosted her and LT Transportation. They were the ones who actually hosted the pop-up. But I have a pop-up coming up. LSO presents the Entrepreneurs Unite pop-up, and that's going to be February 11th.
Okay.
So anybody out there who's listening, who's interested, get ready because we're about to do some things. We're changing. We're changing up a lot of things going on here. You know, we want people to get out and, you know, meet the local artists. And when I say artists, you know, whatever your craft is, or, you know, actually meet the entrepreneurs. Some are small, some are a little bit bigger than others, but overall, they're entrepreneurs, so come out and patronize them. And I learned to use the word patronize as opposed to support, because patronize is when you actually believe in the person and their brand and their products that they're bringing to you. Support is just the one and done. But tonight we're doing something. We are discussing relationship lessons. Is your lesson plan? And this is going to prove to be an interesting conversation tonight because it's like, I'm ready to take some notes. I'm ready to give some information so others can take notes. You know, it's a give and take. So, D, are you ready for tonight? You going to drop the D?
As usual.
You dropping the D? Okay.
As usual.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he said he's dropping the D.
That's not open. That's not an open invite to the.
He didn't say it. Okay. I said it.
Okay.
I said it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what is this for the ladies?
You got to be careful with the D. The D now.
Oh.
You got to be careful with your aim at thing.
Listen,
can't just be spitting that thing all over the place. You got to be specific about what your aim
is. Somebody needs to catch that D, because y'all playing. Y'all going to keep going. I keep telling y'all, if y'all give me the right amount, I'll start giving out the digits. You know, I only got paid enough for you to get the area code. No, that's right, D. Yes. All I gave was the area code because that's all they paid for. So if y'all come up on some more Lucci, I'll give you more numbers. So there's 7 more digits to go. But anyway, we're going to get on into tonight's show so we can have some fun with y'all. And listen, we have to play music tonight. So if I get a text message saying anything about the music, I'm calling you out online. I'm telling you that right now.
Uh-oh.
You're getting called out. Yes, thank you. Well, the first question is very simple. Define a relationship. So, and only one person actually responded to this in the group. And the young lady said, communication, communication, love, understanding, and connection. Define a relationship.
Two people agreeing to move in a corresponding way. I mean, what defines a relationship to me in terms of, like, what makes it, like, officially boyfriend and girlfriend? Well, we definitely would have had to spend enough time together for me to understand how to operate in her space and how she operates in mine and be comfortable there. And not just comfortable, but welcome, you know. So I got to be welcome in her space, and she's got to be welcome in my space. I think repetition, you know, how often are we either seeing each other? How often are we communicating? You know, how often are we doing things to connect and isolate ourselves from the outside world, whether that's a phone call, whether that's me and her going on a date, whether that's me and her sitting at home, chilling, whether that's working on something together, whether that's running errands, whatever it is that keeps us together in one focus. I also think it has to be a place where I can come and be re-energized if need be. Not to say that she always gets up and up, but is she a place that I can come and rest my head? And by rest my head, I'm not just talking physically. I mean, can I rest my fears? Can I rest my anxiousness or my frustration? You know, and not rest it on her, like dump it on her, but, you know, can I voice it? Can I express myself? Can I be free in just being human? If she sees me vulnerable, will she flip? If she sees me vulnerable, will she lose respect? You know, does she see me as a human being or as a robotic provider? You know what I'm saying? So all those things are important to me to make sure that, hell or high water, you know, I'm with somebody who really does care about me.
In totality.
Yeah, in totality. Not just what I can bring to you, but, you know, what I provide for you in other areas that also are parts of life. You know?
Right.
I'm not a robot. I'm not
and
18.
Providing is not just financial, people. And when you're looking for someone to provide for you, like you said, for instance, a listening ear or a lap to sit on or a shoulder to lean on or providing information. If someone is looking for something and you give them information to help them towards what it is that they're doing. So, you know, people are so accustomed when you hear certain words is a trigger for just one thing, and that's the direction that they look at or that they go in for that. And that's not always what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think provide a safe space to vent. You know what I'm saying? Like if you come home from a hard day at work or you come home from some business or whatever and you just got some frustrations. Some shit happened to you out in the world and it's some bullshit, you want to come home and voice it. You know, is there a space for you to do that? Not complain, you know, not to complain every day, but can I come home and be human for a second? You know, I know I got to put on my cape and go back out in the world, but can I come home and just be human? And I want that for her.
Hang people.
Yeah, I want that for her, too. I want her to be comfortable with her skin. You know?
You know, it's like when a woman first have a child, the first thing, once they finish wrapping the baby up or whatever, they give the baby to the mother, and the mother immediately puts the baby to the chest. So the baby gets to feel that heartbeat. So that's the same thing when you come in from the outside and you come into your home. That's the type, well, for me, that's the type of cuddling that I want. It's like being placed on the chest and feeling that heartbeat to let me know that you're still there. This is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You are safe. You are protected. No harm can come to you because I'm right here. I'm present.
Yeah, and it's not that no harm can come to you. It's not even that no harm can come to you. I said, and it's not even that no harm can come to you, because if a pet came through your door, that ain't, you ain't stopping that. But it's the fact that I'm here with you. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what, whatever you're going through right now, whether you just need to cuddle, need some affection, whether you need some assurance, whether you need to feel safe, you know, whether you need to feel loved, or, you know, you're anxious or you're fearful, whatever the case is, you have another space of proximity with me to rest in. You know what I'm saying? So if you're sad and you really do just want to be held, you got somebody who will hold you. And they ain't going to be trying to push you off of them, and they ain't going to be trying to, like, okay, I held you for 5 minutes. Okay, that's enough. You know, like, sometimes people need that comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the vulnerability and the protection, you know, like you said, it's on multiple levels. You know, providing
exactly.
Doesn't just mean providing physically. But providing, you know, financially. It means providing a space where she can be heard. Providing a space where maybe she can learn more or explore things to learn. You know?
That safe space.
Yeah.
At what age do you stop saying, like, boyfriend and girlfriend? What is it that you say you are doing? Like, is it, that's my man, that's my woman, that's my lady, that's my what is the new word to use? Because it's still stepping from one part, it's leveling up in a relationship. So what words do you use? Because boyfriend and girlfriend sounds so high schoolish.
Well, if we're not, I mean, if we're a couple, we're not married, we're boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, I know it sounds high school, if you want to call it man friend and woman friend. You can do that. Man, that's my woman friend. That's my man friend. Okay, cool. You know, if you like titles, like to me, titles are okay, I guess, because in some instances a title does help define things. You know, but I wouldn't. If we have the actions and we have the understanding, I don't think we need to call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, you can call each other boyfriend and girlfriend if you want. You say, that's my woman. That's my mate. You know, that's my girl. That's my boy. That's my man. That's my woman. I mean, I don't know. I guess what's more important is the meat, the foundation of that. You know, I'd rather have the relationship than the title of a relationship.
But like you said, the title actually defines where you are in the relationship, and it's not going unknown. Because sometimes sometimes you're in a situation and you're acting one way, but yet the other person is not feeling like this is what it is. So if it's not defined where you are in your leveling up, it can be misconstrued. Because a lot of times people play house, and you're getting all the benefits of being a husband and a wife or in a relationship or whatever, and you're just nothing to each other.
Mm.
Or people are just pacifying and pushing it off. So it's like a title gives some form of concrete what it is that you all are doing.
I agree with that. I think sometimes people use those situations as chess moves. So we live together. That's one step closer to being married, right? So it's exciting. You know, we start living together. We start paying bills. We start functioning in a day-to-day fashion. Like you say, we pretty much have the actions of a marriage without the legal parameters of a marriage, without the title of a marriage. And then some people use that to lock in a mate, you know, because once you get here, you get comfortable, we start living life, you know, we can have a conversation and keep putting it off, and then it becomes a matter of timing. Do you want to forfeit the time you spent, or do you want to say, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm going to start over because you bullshit and I'm ready to get married? So, yeah, that playing a house can be very, very risky, risky. And so that's why you do have to define your relationship in a way. I agree with that.
Exactly. A message came in. It says, I like to be addressed as his lady and he will be my man. This is if you are in a relationship. Then a title confirms where you are to each other. And then write, if you know, then no misleading on both parts. Correct. Okay, so LSO, define a relationship. I would say that's where two or more people agree to the content of what it is that they want. So if they want to be, huh?
Great answer. Did you read that? You looked that up, didn't you? You looked that up, didn't you?
No, I did not. I sat here and wrote my answer out. I typed it out.
You ain't freestyle that.
I did it all. This is all me. All my answers is all me. No looking up nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is purely from my heart.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Actually, I was chatting with Vixen when I was actually doing writing up my stuff or writing key things so I'll be sure to mention. And she was like, she said the same thing. She was like, And I was like, yeah, I had to put two or more. I said, because nowadays it's so widely ranged of what you can do in a relationship. So you have to be open to whatever it is for where everything applies. So.
And when you mentioned that,
you just mentioned that,
you know something? I said you just mentioned that, how we have to put titles and stuff on relationships. For that reason, I'm going to double down and agree with you, because there are so many different options to how people can be in relationships, and people are exploring them more than ever. So you might end up with somebody who's had all kinds of different types of relationships, and here you are with just a typical boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. So you trying to meet somebody and be with somebody, you got to take into consideration, you're probably going to run into somebody who's got some experiences that are not yours and are not similar to yours. You know what I'm saying? But that don't necessarily X them out. But it's definitely going to be an adjustment if you're going to be real about it.
Right, because now people are taking on a lot of different roles, so to say, and introducing a lot to their relationship. And like I said, again, people are exploring more. And I don't know if they're exploring more because it's open and safe to do so, or is it because they're just finding out that there's other options to this? So now, you know, let me go and investigate this and see what it is. But just be careful, people, because the grass is not always green on the other side. So
that's true.
Just stay and water your own grass, or either plant what it is that you want. So when you plant it, you know you're growing from the root that you set, not necessarily meaning that it's going to grow as it's supposed to, but at least you know the root of it because that's what you planted. So What has being in a relationship taught you? Well, we had a gentleman put, my past relationships taught me to stop giving too much of myself when it's not reciprocated. I have learned to put me first to make sure that I am truly happy as opposed to expecting her to be the source of my happiness. Another gentleman that I don't give myself enough credit and that I'm still not in the mood for one just yet. Okay, another gentleman. Hey, y'all men, y'all just be doing it. It's some bullshit. For a dude, aside from skins and friendship, the cost benefits is bananas. Focus on yourself, your progeny, and making the world better in general. Young lady, to love me more, it's also showed me the things within me that I need to work on. And D. Smith, I'm way too different for these modern-minded women. Feel like I'm in a twilight zone talking to some ba-bop, ba-bop, ba-bop. So, D, you can finish and expand. What has been in a relationship taught you?
If I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm going to have to loosen up my standards, you know what I'm saying, in terms of what I will accept. And I'm not ready to do that. I'm not ready to do that one that I see most presented. It's taught me that accountability is so fucking hard for people. And I'm not saying I'm Mr.
Accountability. Your main part or both?
Just people, period. You know, I would love to say that I'm the most accountable person in the world, but in some ways, maybe I'm not accountable. I'm only going to say that because, you know, from somebody else's perspective, they may see something different. So to throw myself in the lump too, people are just not as accountable as they should be. You know, we got all these new terms like gaslighting and all this weird shit. And what it amounts to is a lot of people who don't want to be accountable for themselves. But they want to get into a relationship and they want you to be accountable. Not only for you, but for them as well. And I just find that very, very difficult to do with people who refuse to be accountable for themselves. You know, you can't detach the fact that, you know, what you say came out of your mouth. I'm not a ventriloquist. You know, I didn't type it and send it to your brain. You said it. So you have to be accountable for that. Just like I have to be accountable for it. Because if I say something, you're going to hold me accountable for it. If I do something, you know,
sure.
For it. But what I'm hearing is a lot of projecting. You know, a lot of people who just want to state what they want, state what they don't like, you know, basically putting their order in for the type of person that they want to be with. And they aren't even accountable for the type of person that they are. You know, but you want everybody else to just buy into you and whatever it is you're doing when you won't even be accountable for the bullshit that's inside you. And when it comes out, you will be unaccountable for when it comes out because it'll be somebody else's fault. But
Accountability is a big thing. I was told once before that I wasn't being accountable. And for me, that was so far-fetched. And in turn, I was being very much accountable. It was that they weren't understanding of my accountability, but they wasn't understanding their role that they played as well. And for me, it made me feel as if you're making me out to be the bad guy, when, yes, I did hold myself accountable for what I said and what I did, but also why did I do it? I didn't just come out of hindsight and do or say something. Then there was a reason for it. So don't get mad at me and say I'm not being accountable for something that you did or said to me. And
so here's
stop doing things or saying things to me, and then when I reciprocate that same energy, now it's a problem. But it's the same energy you gave me, so why am I wrong and you right?
I feel you. One thing I always try to do is, and here's what I mean by that. Here's an example, right? I come to LSO, I come to you and I say, you know what? You so full of shit, right? And you're like, what you talking about? You know why you full of shit. No, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You just so full of shit. You know you full of shit. Rather than me telling you what you're full of shit of, I'm just going to tell you you're full of shit. So I'm not going to be accountable for the fact that I'm questioning your character. So if you were to get upset with me for calling you full of shit, even though you don't necessarily have to because you don't know why I'm calling you full of shit anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you may feel a little me calling you full of shit knowing that there's no reason for me to do so. And if there is one, I'm not telling you what the reason is. I'm just going to keep calling you a piece of shit. Oh, you're saying you're full of shit. You know,
right.
But I get mad at you for reacting.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's an
accountability.
And that is definitely something that disturbs me because I'm like, mentally, how can you be unaccountable for something you initiate? If I come to you and say, hey, you did this, but I don't tell you what you did, I just tell you how I'm feeling about it. I'm dumping my emotions or my energy on you, and I'm not giving you anything to work with. It's not like I'm saying, well, here, you cussed me out, you know, or you said something about me to so-and-so, and they told me. That's why I got a problem with you. Now you can actually go and say, oh, well, actually, that's not what I said. You know what I'm saying? Or you can say, I didn't talk to that person at all. They're lying. Or you can say, yeah, I said that. I apologize. I was mad. I was upset. You see what I'm saying? That's accountability. Not saying, I didn't say that. What you talking about? What you talking about? Like, that's not, I don't like that. That bothers me. And unfortunately, I have encountered many women who do this on different levels. Maybe not verbatim to the example we just gave, but I've witnessed a lot of people, women in particular, do that. Well, they'll say something but won't be accountable for the words that come out of their mouth. And then when it's called into question, suddenly it's an uproar. Suddenly it's a bigger issue than it needs to be. When it's like, look, if you just admit to what you just said, because I heard it, you heard it, they heard it, then we can move on.
Right. I understand. Okay, LSO, what is being in a relationship taught you? Sometimes you are better at being friends. I've learned that in a relationship.
Wow. What was that situation?
Because
like what made you say, hey, you know what? We probably should just be better as friends, or we can actually be friends after this.
Well, every person I've dated, I was always their friend afterwards. Now, there were a couple people that we didn't speak for a moment, but then as time went by, we became good friends, you know, afterwards. And then there's others where, you know, we just, because a friendship was so dynamic and it worked better, I don't know what made it different than in a relationship, but, you know, it's happened. Also, patience. I've learned patience, and I learned to compromise. And whereas others may not see it as me compromising, but if you know me and know what I'm accustomed to, you would understand that, yes, I've compromised, and sometimes not to, like, because I'm a nurturer, that can be looked upon as I'm trying to be your mother, or I'm trying to be the bigger person to to do or something like that, and that's not necessarily the case. It's more mm-hmm. so because that's my nature, that I'm a nurturer.
Okay.
And that can also be taken for granted because that's something that I do. And so now I'm not saying I'm going to take nurturing off the table because that's a part of who I am, but just be mindful of how I nurture so it doesn't seem as if I'm coming across as trying to be your mother or trying to be the person to mm-hmm. tell you what to do. And mm-hmm. I'm coming across as standing by your side. I'm rocking with you. I'm here to push you along or, you know, give you that extra nudge when you need it. But
mm-hmm.
we do have to play some music. And I don't know. I'm going to bring you behind the scenes, 1779, because the system shows you have your hand up. Don't know if you want to talk or not. But we're going to leave y'all with this. And when we come back, we're going to jump right into it. What does work, life, and relationship balance mean to you? Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Right. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. Right. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road and one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Living, 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 living. I pray. I call up my squad, I'm showing them love today. We're hitting them hard, got no time to play. My platinum car, I'm putting my black one away. Got women in bras, they ready to lay. Revealing my thoughts in intimate ways. I stay in my job, that's all I get paid. Now pull them apart, so laugh and love and tell them to stay. Living the life, 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 living the life. I'm a grown man doing grown deals in my own whip with the chrome wheels. I'm popping tags, I'm taking names to the sunset. I'm switching lanes. It's not for applause, it's not for the fame. I'll pass up a cross, remember my name. I shot for the star, I needed my space. Got close to the God, so laugh and love and tell him the same. Living the life, 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 living the life. Gotta earn respect, trip trap, gotta drop these hits. Look back, reflect on that kid from life, play black, that took no shit. When the street shows up, get your dough up, ching ching, gotta do it right. Get your grown man on, let your team stand strong, bang bang and live your life. Living the life, 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 living the life.
Living the life, 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 She gon' give me a minute. First, you find you some bun B. Mix it up with some pill C. Stir it up into the pipe. Pass some MJG. Is that all? No. Not by far. Grab some meat ball. Skimp on these ingredients in fact. Use them all, dog. On the bona fide taste of the chocolate C. Grab the 9DMX in the Unity. Some shot to fit the slip in the club. Bring it back to world. And that's the eye for the love. Now, now the pot is getting hot. Bring the thing to a boil. And add a dash of young girl to make it slicker than all. One of the main reasons all of y'all visit my synonyms. Cause I'm mixed without the praise. Add mics to season it. And I suggest like five. And you'll be pleased with your results. It's end up like mine. I'm the illest. I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest. I done told ya, this ain't what you want, cause y'all the metal monster. I'm the drillest with these lyrics. These sectors I can feel this, product of the illest. I'ma change my ambitions, cause I'm the product of the illest. Product of the illest. David Bynum's crippin' the better song. Had to write him out of killin', Mike and Judy to stand it all. For the underground, on the grind, saver to saver. Add an unknown rapper, that's gon' blow it up later. With some doses of good in mind, 3 dashes to cash. Four bones of the harmony, won't save us a lad. Now get a box to shine, but let it sit for a spin. Cause when you get it out, dog, it's gon' fit so well. Let's take it back in time, I mean back in rhyme. For a man's interpretation, recipe in my mind. Yo, my man, drop face, and LL Cool J. Too short, watch him, and it's W.A. Then take a Big Bad Kane and a Houdini Martini. Blast it on some Chuck D, then you might start to see me. It's already in there, y'all better yourself. Oh well, what the hell, put some R. Kelly in there. I'm a product of the illest. I'm the realest in this business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest. I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a product of the illest. I'm the realest with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. Product of the illest. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious. Cause I'm the product of the illest.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Okay, we're just going to jump right on in. When we left y'all with the question, what does work, life, and relationship balance mean to you? Well, we had a gentleman say, I have no idea at this stage of my life, it is about making the most money, mortgages, stocks and bonds, mutual funds, and life insurance. So, D. What does work, life, and relationship, what does that balance mean to you?
Work, life, and what?
Work, life, and a relationship.
Work, life, and relationships. I guess you mean work and relationships. I mean, the balance would be making sure that you have the energy, that your energy is not being drained by any one area of your life like that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you had a good life, got a good relationship, but your job is draining and stressful and negative, you know, or you got a great job, great career, great life and otherwise, but your relationship is shitty, you know? And chances are, if you got a shitty life, your relationships and your work is probably going to be shit too. You know what I'm saying? So trying to have a balance where one area of your life is not overpowering any of the other two, I think is key. The thing is figuring out what that balance is for you. And if you have a mate, making sure that, one, they find their balance so that you both as a couple can find a balance. Because if they're busy working all the time, and then the time you do spend with them, it's stressful. It's not going to be quality time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to find the places where you can find your peace, you know? And your peace may come with a place where y'all can work together. So let's say, you know, work is, you know, you do this and she does that. Well, maybe in your home life, you guys have a hobby that you do together. Maybe you like to work out together. Maybe y'all like taking long walks. Maybe y'all both are nature heads. Maybe y'all both house heads and like to go dance. Maybe y'all like to go drink, get fucked up together and stumble home. You know what I'm saying? Maybe y'all smoke. You know, you find areas where you have in common that become peaceful spaces for you guys. You know, going to a painting sip. You know, going to the movies or the opera or a concert or something. Listening to music, live bands, shit like that. And that's where you find your balance. You start to see that your life will balance out when you start to carve out spaces where you and your spouse can enjoy each other's space in peace.
And that is so needed, because either one of those can take on a life of itself and remove you from the other. Like your job can remove you from life itself because you're always constantly working, or your job can remove you from your relationship because you're always at work, so you're not spending quality time, or your relationship can remove you from life because you're so in tune with just that person that you forget about everything else. So all of it really, really needs to be in sync. So LSO, what does work, life, and relationship balance mean to you? It means to compromise. It means time management. Because all is a priority, you have to together with a happy balance so that, like you said, one is not overpowering the other. And some of the things that I've learned during COVID is, like, you can have dinner over Zoom because sometimes people scheduling just don't allow, and also to be mindful of each other's time, especially if you have a long commute, have dinner over Zoom. I've had that. I've actually cooked over Zoom together. My siblings and I, we cooked over Zoom, and then we all sat down and had dinner together. Huh?
That's very creative and interesting. I think that's really, really dope.
Yeah, very creative. We all had our lap, and actually what happened was we were a guinea pig for one of my sisters. We was her guinea pig because she was going to do it for her clients, so she wanted to see how it would work, how you can have a Zoom. So she had this celebrity chef come on, and she gave us like 2 weeks prior to, so we made sure we had all the stuff in the house, and she said, make sure you have your glass, make sure you have your shot glass, your wine glass, your bottle of wine, and all the stuff that we need. And we all was in our kitchen as we prepared the food. The chef was telling us what to do, how to do. And then afterwards, we sat down and ate on the Zoom. When I tell you we had such a good time, we was on a Zoom for about 16, 17 hours because we started in the afternoon. And we didn't get off until that morning. So we did the whole prep, everything, showing all the stuff we have, actually cooked the food. So after we prepared it, we cooked it, and, you know, we all showed our food. We took pictures of it. We showed our food. We was asking the chef questions. It was a whole production.
That's really dope.
My niece was over that night, that time, because she was supposed to have been helping me prepare the food. But she's sitting down, looking at the screen, hitting me on my butt, talking about, move over so I can see. But I'm like, this is supposed to be your part. You're supposed to be helping to do this. But when I say we had a great time, so those are things that, you know, you can do, because what if you have to work late and you had a dinner date? Honey, I can't make it home. Let's do this quick Zoom or FaceTime or video chat or whatever, and just carve out the time things work for both of you so that neither of you are missing out on each other.
Because I think that's really, really dope. So creative.
Sometimes when you bring that together, everything else will fall into place because you made that provision to make it work for you. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, But the key thing is to try it and see where it goes. And it can heighten things, you know, because you're seeing each other and you're hearing each other, but you're not physically touching because that connection is so strong, you may feel that person on you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've learned to not, well, I'm still learning for the life part, but as far as work, that can take a stand down, unless it's my work. It can take a stand down for life and a relationship because I'm not going to allow a 9-to-5, so to say, to consume my life or a relationship and remove me for something that I enjoy for me. But when it's LSO stuff, handle your business, take it over, because that's where I get my enjoyment, and I love doing that. That you constitute as a healthy relationship. Well, we had a young lady put open communication, setting boundaries, date nights, time alone, spiritual. A gentleman, communication, don't forget to keep the spark, like date nights, intimacy, me time. Young lady, loyalty, honesty, communication, love and laughter. A gentleman, money, loyalty, communication, hot sex, and more hot sex. A young lady, trust, loyalty, communication, respect, and love. A gentleman, being equally yoked in our religious beliefs, trust, communication, affection, sex, oh, and more sex. P.S., I have more to this list, but you said 5. So this is a compressed list. Well, thank you so much. Well, now that, you know, we've discussed it, if you choose to put more, there you go, put it on there. D, name 5 things that constitute a healthy relationship. D, did I lose you? D Smith?
I'm sorry, I'm here. My bag. I had it on mute.
Oh.
can you hear me? Okay. Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. Number one, individuality. I think that's the first thing you have to have. Both of you have to be individuals by yourselves in order to appreciate the individual that you're connecting to. And you have to appreciate them so much that you will allow them to stay the individual that they are.
Because
people, what happens is people get into relationships and they get possessive. And they start treating the relationship like a pet. You know, you want to train your pet to go outside. You want to train your pet to, you know, let you know when it's hungry. You want to train your pet to sit and roll over and all that other shit. And that's what we do with relationships when we get with people. We try to train them in a way we want them to be instead of letting them be who they are. That's how we met them. Now we get with them and we want them to change and shit about them. You know, don't get me wrong. People, you get with somebody and, you know, if you love them, you're going to see their flaws. And if they're honest, they'll acknowledge their flaws, you know. But it's a thin line between you acknowledging their flaws and then them feeling like you're attacking them or them trying to – or them feeling like you're trying to change them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So there is some space for that. I'm not saying that people shouldn't grow and people shouldn't evolve and people shouldn't, you know, get better. But – if they like playing video games when you met them, don't trip about him playing video games 3 years into the relationship. You know, if you know that she's a shoe queen, not to say that you're going to tell her to stop buying all these shoes, but maybe you'll work with her and maybe y'all don't have to buy so many. You know, or maybe he don't have to play the game so much. You know, you start to compromise as a couple. So that's where you start to kind of customize yourself to the person. But one, be an individual. Two, keep a line of communication open. That's true. Not a fake line of communication. Not that, oh, you can tell me anything, but if I tell you anything, you're ready to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Like an honest line of communication. Take it off the table that the person you're with hasn't fucked a whole lot of people. Not to say that they have. But just so you can kill that urge to, oh, did he or did he not? Did she or did she not? Just accept the fact that the person you met probably don't fuck a whole lot of people that you don't know about. Put it on the show.
And you can't get mad.
You can't get mad at it.
This was
so if y'all start talking,
you.
So if y'all start talking and you want to talk about being honest and you ask them something and they're brutally honest,
be mindful.
You, don't try to use that later on about, oh, well, I guess I don't measure up to the other winners. Don't do that. Men or women.
Or you're used up.
Yeah. If you're going to have a communication, be honest about the communication. Be honest about the fact that you're bad with money. Say that. You know, don't try to act like I'm great with money, but then you get together and she finds out you're bad with money. Then when she tries to help you or he tries to help you, you get an attitude and push back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got conflict because communication ain't there. So, two, communication. I would say spirituality for three. You know, that may go five. I'll put that to five.
Okay. It's not in any respective orders of your hierarchy, but if that's how you want it to be, then there you go. Okay, so what's your three and four?
I only put it last because, you know, spirituality is subjective. So people who are church say it's spiritual. People who are Muslim say it's spiritual. People who live in the woods say it's spiritual. So spirituality kind of covers a lot of different areas. But it's important to have, for me, it'd be important to have that kind of a energy in my relationship just because it's natural. I think three and four, good energy and health, right?
Okay.
You know, being emotionally sound, emotionally stable, you know, not being somebody who is like, you know, too strongly connected to vices, you know, like if you're an alcoholic, but that alcoholism stops you from going to work, or that alcoholism turns you into a violent drunk, or that alcoholism has you stumbling around looking foolish, or that alcoholism has you beating people, or that alcoholism, you know, just ain't a good look at all. Not that it's a good look to begin with, but some things you can work on, you know.
Right.
But is emotional stability intact, you know? Are they angry people? You know, are they sad and depressed type of people? Are they clingy? Are they codependent? You know what I'm saying? Are they victim-minded? You know, meaning everything's always against them. You know what I'm saying? Are they happy? You know, can they celebrate with you? Can they celebrate you? You know, can they celebrate with you? You know, those kind of things, emotional stability, you know. And five would probably be mental stability, too. How do they think? Some laughs. What makes them cry? You know, what makes them angry? You know, how do they think? How do they feel about the world? What is their worldview? So things. And then five.
Okay. Somebody said, oh, my. Okay, LSO, five things that constitute a healthy relationship. I would say understanding.
Yeah.
And understanding is in totality. Like, for instance, you understand that I had a past. I understand that you had a past. Understand that there may be some things that's a trigger for me, so you need to respect that, as well as the same for you. So just understanding, patience. Sometimes things take a little longer with certain people because it just take a little longer, and you need to have the patience. Communication. Communicating either via verbal, body language, texting, drawing, email, letters, whatever. Have that open line of communication, because sometimes in a moment you can't speak or you can't find the right words to speak. So just start writing the stuff down and you can worry about fixing it later or whatever. Honesty. And first of all, be honest with yourself, and then be honest with me. And I hate to say it, but it has to be said, loyalty, because people don't understand loyalty anymore. Loyalty is like out the door now. Loyalty is like something that's toxic. But, you know, to make a healthy relationship, yes, be loyal to me and to the relationship, as well as I will reciprocate. Be loyal to you and the relationship. Okay, what have you learned from your parents, family, from your parents, family, or friends that brought you into, no, that you brought into your relationship. While a young lady put, pay attention but still give plenty, and another young lady, stop being so critical. So, D, what have you learned from your parents, family, or friends that you brought into your relationship?
What have I learned from my parents, family, and or friends that I brought to my relationship? Laughter is key. Laughter, 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 laughter. Laughter is fucking key. My parents were both funny. and my mom's silly as hell. She's still funny as hell. My dad was very, my dad was funny, but in a clever kind of a way. You know what I'm saying? My mom was funny in a goofy, silly kind of a way. So there was a balance. My family used to be crazy as shit, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of their relationships, a lot of the good ones, involve a lot of laughter. And likewise with friends. And that's definitely one of the keys in that relationship with me, is that we are going to laugh. We are going to laugh. I'm one of the people that laugh at funerals. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's me.
I believe.
That's me.
Yeah, I believe there is laughter in the midst of danger. There is laughter in the midst of horror. There's laughter every fucking where. So you have to find it, and I will find it. To balance some shit out, I will definitely find it. I'm not aware of the seriousness of the situation, but it's my way of saying, you know what, even in this dire situation, it's some comedy here. Let me pull it out, use it, and then get back to the business. But yeah, laughter is definitely very, very important. If we can't laugh together, I don't know how we're going to make it through. You know, I do not know how we're going to make it through much. Because the world is not a happy place. It's a real fucked up place. Real fucked up. So if we don't, you know, if we don't carve out a place we can do that, it's going to be hard.
Okay. Well, Alyssa, what have you learned from your parents, family, or friends that you brought into a relationship? When something is toxic, let it go. Don't hold on to it because you're doing yourself a disservice. Never go to bed hungry or angry. Don't agree or disagree in front of kids. Love helps to forgive, but it doesn't make you forgive. Pull out of your business. Social media is not a place to vent. Talk to your mate. Listen to understand and not just to respond or react. Don't forget to put yourself first. And don't get so lost in a relationship that I put myself last. So those are some of the things that I've learned from family, friends, parents. And also I learned from my parents. This, I know money's probably like, no, you didn't, but yes, I did. My dad, he would always, every time my mother walked by, my dad would pop on her butt. And she would turn around and just chuckle like, hee-hee-hee-hee. And I'm like, ew. But then, house full of people, my dad calls my mother and says, babe, I don't need no Viagra, right? And I'm like, ew, y'all in y'all 70s, 80s, what are you talking about, Viagra? I'm like,
what'd
Dad.
You say, age ain't stopping
I'm
nothing.
Like, Dad. Huh?
Age ain't stopping nothing.
I know, it was not stopping anything. Because I tell you, when he tapped my mother on her butt, and she just said, nothing, y'all fresh behind. Y'all better cut it out. But those are some of the things that I enjoyed. Yes, you're right. That is that experience talk. But those are some of the things that I've enjoyed as, you know, I watched my parents, and it's like, wow, I'm going to have that one day. So when I walk by and I get popped in my butt, I'm going to turn around and go, but anyway, y'all know we got to play some music. hush your mouth. If I get a text message, I'm calling you out. But we're going to leave y'all with this question right here. When in a relationship and you are in disagreement, how do you resolve the issue? Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
Dow Jones on the beat.
You're really close to me. I wish that you were mine. Don't know if I keep falling in love again.
up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reed stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollerin', but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough for this argument. My veterinarian, yeah, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes, because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome back. You know, behind the scenes, we're gonna work this out. You know, D is the little techie, so he's gonna have to figure this out how we can do this. Because behind the scenes conversations is the greatest conversation to be had. But anyway, we left y'all with the question: when in a relationship, and you're in disagreement, how do you resolve the issue? Well, we had a gentleman put passionate kissing and taking off clothes. Another gentleman, I weigh out if it's worth blowing it up before anything, because when I get mad, I will say, fuck it, I'm done with the quickness. Young lady, we talk it through until we end the topic being on the same page with cool heads. Knowing me, in the midst of talking it out, I begin to play and tease him. Another young lady, everyone takes breaths, go into the other room alone. Then after everyone calms down, talk about the situation calmly, then end up with a hug. Positive energy should help a little. And a gentleman eat her pussy. Bingo! That right there. But anyway, D, when in a relationship and you are in disagreement, what do you do to resolve the issue?
Okay, I'm going to hit this from two different angles. I'm going to talk about what I normally do, and then I'm going to talk about what I actually propose I do going forward, okay, to make things easier.
Okay.
What I do is I try to ask the person, hey, what's the problem, right? to see if they can give me two or three sentences that dictate exactly what the problem is, right? If they can't give me two or three sentences to dictate exactly what the problem is specifically, and I get a lot of fluff, it means that I have to now ask more questions, you know, because I didn't get enough answers, I didn't get enough information to make a difference. So now I have to ask more questions. So in asking more questions, that tends to make things a little bit more frustrating for the person being asked, especially if they don't really have a point to why they have a conflict anyway. But if they do have a conflict, hopefully this gives them extra room, extra space to articulate and find what it is that's wrong so that they can actually tell me so I can work on it. So first things first, I really try to get to what the actual problem is. And I try to handle that calmly at first. I say at first because I'm human too and I have my limits.
Right.
Because when I feel like I can no longer communicate, I get frustrated and I shut down. And I know that's not necessarily the best way to handle things. But for me, I don't want to contribute negativity to the conversation because it's only going to take it down further. So I'd rather that the energy dissipates a little bit before we try to come back and talk about it, especially if you're just as frustrated as I am. And hopefully we can come to a resolution. Now, normally that works. Sometimes it doesn't because when people get emotional, sometimes they just say a bunch of shit that comes to their head. They can't map it to any real action that you did. So going forward, and this is something y'all may want to try out too. Let me know if this is a little too much. I propose you guys get like a blackboard. Blackboard or some type of dry erase board or some type of board. Big enough for you to write something on and big enough for them to write something on. And what you do is before you, because, and this will help you, this is my logic, this will help you avoid negative interactions and avoid the fluff. Because when people are talking, they just talk to battle. They don't talk to understand. So you say one thing, now I'm attacking what you said, then I got to hit you with something else, and then you're trying to defend that. And then it goes to tit for tat, and before you know it, we're talking about shit that happened 8 years ago and not what the problem is. So get a blackboard, get a dry erase board, write some numbers, 1, 2, 3, and say, this is what my problem is, and write it out, okay? And any conversation you guys have regarding what that particular problem is has to deal with what is written on the board. You understand? So we don't go by what you heard or what you thought you heard or what you assume I meant by what I said. We can point to the blackboard to and say, that is what my problem is. So everything around this particular conversation is going to be focused on that. That way we don't insert bullshit. And if she has a problem, do the same thing. And you only talk about what is on the board. So whoever's writing it, you have to write it specifically to what it is you want to deal with. Specifically, if this person gets the nerves because they chew too loud, you have to write that. You chew too loud and it bothers me. So everything we're going to talk about now is about you chewing and how we can get that resolved, not how you snore. You know what I'm saying? And I think that will help people.
I like that.
I think that will help guide people into what exactly their problems are. And not only that, you'll get to see if it's really just you. You know, rather than getting emotional and me insert some bullshit that I can run off because you hurt my feelings with, now we can stick to the board and say, well, you know what bothers me about you? You come home and you backtalk about your friend circle. You come home and you gossip about the friends you just went out with. That bothers me because now I kind of look at you sideways because these are your best friends. They was over here this weekend. But you talking shit about them and you just went outside with them. So what kind of a friend are you to them and what kind of a friend can you really be to me?
Mm-hmm.
See, now we can put that on the sideboard and we can talk about just that. You see what I'm saying? So I maybe try using a blackboard. Huh?
I said nothing else. Listen, I was like, remember how back in the school the teacher had that wooden stick and at the end of the wooden stick had that little black pointer and the teacher would always point on a board?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get one of those.
Yep.
and with the board
yep,
and point right
two.
To read these words that I point to.
Yeah, yeah. You can tap the board as you're reading the sentence so that they understand
yes.
verbatim we're talking about. This is my issue with you.
I like that. I gotta go out and see the board. I gotta find that stick.
I'm telling you, y'all married couples, this might be a really good like therapy tool. Like a lot of people want to run the therapy and shit. This is what therapy probably would have you do. This is probably one of the exercises they have you do. Write down what your issue is. But if y'all can sit down and actually talk about it without the conflict of emotions and stuff like that, it'll make it easier for you guys to actually address the real issue and not just each other's emotions or how you feel about what the other person said. You can deal with the concrete issue and resolve it, hopefully.
I like that. And also do it in friendships with your family.
Oh, yeah,
not just in your relationship. And make it, you know what, make it like when you're having a girls' night or you're having a girls' resolution or a guy's intervention or whatever. That's something because, one, two, what's at hand, and you're not going to detour. So, like, for instance, you said, if we're talking about playing basketball, I don't want to hear anything about you going out for drinks because we're not talking about that. I need to hear something about 3 points, 2 points, a foul. You know, don't say nothing about they threw a flag on the play. No, wrong game. We're going to talk about what's at hand. I like that. I may need to get me a board. So if y'all see me coming with a board, this is what we don't.
And if you think about it, I think there's probably some type of, like, group game or family game that's very similar, like charades or some shit or, one of them card games where they pull out a card and you can only say words that are related to the word on the card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've got with an epistemic area or something
like that. I played that.
But, yeah, it'd be definitely similar to that where you just have to stick to the point.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, LSO, when in a relationship and you are in disagreement, how do you resolve the issue? Communication. Communication is key. So you have to find your ways of communicating. Sometimes your communication is verbal. Sometimes via letter, texting, sign language, whatever. However you feel best to get that off of you, you have to communicate. And for me, I'm one of those people that are shut down when I feel that I'm not being heard or I feel that I'm taking the weight of the disagreement and the other person feels that they did no wrong. I will most definitely shut down and you will hear no more from me. And then I'll open up later. Sometimes later is within that conversation or sometimes later, maybe a day or two. But I have to get my point across in that disagreement as well. I'm not just going to let you say your part and my part is just like irrelevant. That's not going to work for me.
So you
okay,
see that though?
Next question.
Yeah. I'm
what?
Sorry, but you see how that causes, you see how much tension that causes when you're trying to talk it out with somebody sometimes? When you got two people who have two differing points of view, I see it this way, you see it this way. Well, you know what? I'm just going to stick to how I see it, and I'm going to battle how you see it. And you're going back and forth verbally.
No, you have to respect. You
I
see something differently.
But that often breaks down because I can respect how you see it differently if you can show me how you see it differently. If you just say I see it differently, but you can't explain how you see it differently, you're not giving me anything to work with towards a resolution. Mm-hmm. Just saying this is how I feel and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes
Because for me, sometimes in that moment, I can't express what it is I'm trying to say because maybe my thoughts and everything is mumbled jumbled.
Okay.
But I see something totally different. So in that case, you got to give me a moment to compose myself and get it all together. So I can tell you my why I see something is different. But if I feel that you don't respect respect my why, I don't have nothing else to say. Right. When I do the same thing or say the same thing that you just said, but then you get mad at me for saying or doing it, but you just did it right before me, that's not healthy. That's not good.
So this would be a perfect situation.
Step back and be like, wait a minute. How are we going to work this out? Then we're going to have to go to the blackboard.
This would be a perfect situation for the blackboard.
Because
you can't run from what's on the blackboard. You can't talk around it. You can deal with only what's on the blackboard. No emotions.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Is there a difference in I'm sorry and I apologize? Well, young lady put no. It's all about how genuine your apology / sorry is. So, Dean, is there a difference in I'm sorry and I apologize?
Yeah, one went off to college, one didn't. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. One went off to college for a little bit. That's why one stayed home, got a job, the other one went off to college. They both mean the same shit. Because either one of them ain't shit without action. So whether you apologize or you sorry, if you don't have the action behind that to correct it, the issue, it's null and void. Whether it's an apology or an I'm sorry, either way, you know, neither one is resolving the issue. So, to me, they're the same.
Somebody said, you know what? I guess they're talking about you, D. You know what? And they laughing. Okay. Well, LSO, their difference in I'm sorry and I apologize. Why, yes, for me. Oh, yes, they were saying yes to D. I'm sorry is acknowledging that you did something. And I apologize and it's holding yourself accountable for what you did. So when you put them both together, then the accountability is there of what happened, and now you can work on trying to resolve it.
Okay, what
is the best way? What you was going to say? I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's for you. That's for you. So, yeah. No disagreement.
You're agreeing, you're disagreeing, you have something to add
on?
No, I agree.
No, okay. I agree.
Okay. Ow, he gave me the D. Okay. What is the best way to express I love you to your mate? Well, in the group, we had a lot of this. A young lady, a hug, a kiss, a gentleman paying off their student loans. Why, yes, I will give you mine. A gentleman, actions speak louder than words. Another gentleman, I am in agreement with actions speaks louder than words. Actions speak much louder than all the words in the world. I had someone tell me they love me over and over and mess me over every single chance they got. And a young lady put, a friend said to do things without one saying, do you want me to do anything? So, D, the best way to express I love you is?
To be love.
Ooh.
To be love. That's the best way
to
express
love. To be love.
And I know that sound like that may sound like some therapy shit to say, or some talk show host shit to say. Like, really think about that. You know what I'm saying? Really think about that. Because if you really do love somebody, it's gonna pour out of you. You know what I'm saying?
But
more so than not liking them or not loving them is. You know what I'm saying? So somebody that loves you, you're going to have acts of kindness probably. You're going to have acts of service probably. You're probably going to get some affection sometimes. It may be, and again, that is all subjective too, because everybody don't see love the same way. So they may not even recognize love. You may hug somebody.
You said that.
You may bear hug the shit out of somebody and be like, I just love you. And they don't feel none of that shit.
at all.
None of it, because they're not in tune with that display of love.
Type of love.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That may be foreign to them. To them, they may need to see more action than talk. You know, for some people, they need to hear that they're loved. They need to look somebody in the eyes and hear that they're loved by somebody. Some people just need somebody to, you know, check on them. You know, that's enough for them to say, oh, man, somebody cares. You know, for some people, show me how to do something. You know, I'm in a bad place, or I'm in a stuck place, wherever I'm at, and I need help. And somebody stepping in to say, hey, let me walk you through this, or let me walk you up out of this. Let me show you can come up out of this. Maybe love to them. Abuse, unfortunately, to some, comes off as love, which is weird as shit, but it is true. You know, so, yeah, you know. Going to work and paying all the bills and coming home might be love to some people. To some people, you know, let me spend all the money is love. You know, he let me spend whatever I want to spend. That's love. He loved me. That may be what it is. She gives me all the sex in the world. She loved me. That may be what it is.
That's their love language. So if that's how they understand their love language, then that's what it is for them. Message came in
or,
says, oh, yes. Now that's real talk. And he said, no therapy for that statement. So I guess they refer to you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. But to piggyback off what you just said, love language or love handicap. Because a lot of people love to say love language. Love people love to use that love language term, which bugs me because I think a lot of people use it wrong. They use it for what they want.
Because they don't understand it or how it works for them.
Like, why is gifting a love language? That's nothing
because
but consumerism.
Some people interpret that as how someone loves them. Why?
So again,
I don't know why that particularly.
That's what I'm saying.
But a gift.
That's the case. Anybody who gives you anything.
Have to be materialistic.
But just love. So that's what
a
I'm saying.
A gift doesn't have to be materialistic, though. What is,
so what I'm saying
is love.
What if time is the gift?
Well, that, listen,
so
that's
I can
the
understand
gift.
That. But we
I
know that. But we all
back.
Know. But we all know. That when people say gifting, we ain't talking about no time. We all know when people say my love language is touch, we talking about touch. We ain't talking about brush up against or blow on my ear. We talking about physical, actual touch. We don't make no bones about it. We know exactly what we're talking about. So when you say gifting is my love language, you're talking materialism. You're not talking anything other than that. It's not like people saying, well, if you give me hugs, that's the way of me. That's what I'm talking about when I say gift. I'm really talking about gifting me your time or gifting me your energy or gifting me your affection.
What?
That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing something to my doorstep. This is for you.
And
here,
ta-da,
this is for you.
This is for
here,
you.
This is for you. So what it is basically anybody who gives you anything could potentially be showing you love or could potentially get your love. That's not very solid. Love language. You're talking about love.
Of that.
Because that means your love is up for anybody who can pay the bill.
No. That doesn't work for me.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't work for me.
I'm just saying. But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you. But for me, that don't work for me.
You know, I'm just saying, because I know a lot of people who will say that. Gifting is my love language. Giving me stuff is my love language. Like, what was your love language before you knew you liked getting
shit? Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
What was your love language
before
you realized,
I
like when people give me shit? Like, this be the stuff that bothers me.
I'll give you a bloody nose. How about that? I'm going to step on your foot, give you a toy. How about that?
I'm going to give you a couple
bills.
There
you go.
There
I just
go.
Gifted you something.
Yeah, I'm just giving you something. You like getting shit so much.
LSO. What is the best way to express I love you to your mate? And I had to write this down. Well, write the last part down. I put gestures, actions, saying it and showing it. And when I say saying it and showing it, some people show it in various of ways. Love is not actually shown just based on you said the words and the words going to flash across in highlights. showing I love you is checking to make sure you took your medicine, checking to find out how your day was, checking to make sure you made it home safely. For me, that is ways that I express that I love you, that I care, I'm looking out for you, I have your best interest at heart. And I had to write this down when you were talking. I put sometimes some people do not know how to accept being loved. So then
they
in turn come at you and say, oh, your actions don't match up to the words that you say, because they don't know how to accept the love that you are. Because not saying they have been loved wrong, but they haven't been loved by you to know how to accept that you are genuinely and sincerely loving them and loving on them. But because they didn't love in a different way or a different fashion, they can't quite accept what it is that you're giving them. So they looking at it as, you know, you don't love me because your actions don't match up to it, because you didn't do X, Y, and Z. But that's not the way I show you that I love you.
Yes.
You may have been loved like that elsewhere, or this is the type of love that you are looking for, but don't downplay the way that I am loving you and expressing I'm loving you, and then you want to say, oh, you don't love me because you didn't blah, 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 blah. No, I very much do love you. It's just that you don't know how to be loved by me.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but there's a problem somewhere.
No, that's real shit, though. That's real shit, though. And to piggyback off of that, sometimes people sabotage relationships because they're not quite sure how to be loved or accept the love that's being given to them.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
And if people aren't used to getting, like, for example, if a woman is you know, raised in an abusive household, she grows up and then she ends up with an abusive man, and then she gets away from that man and gets to another dude who's not abusive at all, the complete opposite of what she's used to. She doesn't understand his level of patience. She doesn't understand his level of compassion, or his level of peace, or his level of understanding when it comes to how he talks, how he carries himself, his emotional stability, you know what I'm saying, his emotional intelligence. She may sabotage that relationship simply because it's foreign to what she's normally she's used to being in. She's been beat down all these years. She probably don't even feel like she deserves a good dude. But here goes a good dude trying to love on her and doing shit to her that, or for her, that other people haven't in her life. She may buck against that because that's weird. It's a weird. It's weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like going through withdrawal for a drug addict. You know, you want to be sober. You know you want to be sober. You know you need to be sober. But without that drug, your body goes through changes because it's used to having it. It's used to having access to that. It's used to that abuse. So without the abuse, now your body feels foreign just being regular. You know, so some people, love scares the shit out of them. Somebody
it
saying,
does.
You know what, I see the flaws in you, and I know you ain't perfect. And, you know, I ain't perfect either, but I'm willing to try this shit with you because I really do love you. I really do care about you, and I will be here for you. Some people will sabotage that just to see if it works. And I'm not saying consciously, but they'll push back. They'll be resistant. They'll have attitudes. They'll flare up. They'll say things. They'll do things. You know what I'm saying? And trying to push the person away, you know?
And they don't even realize that they're pushing you away when you bring it to their attention.
Yes.
You know, and they were, oh, well, you say one thing and you're doing something different. But, and yes, that's a part of learning people. But if how you're accepting of love is toxic, I can't be a part of that because that's not me. I'm a nurturer. And if you feel that I'm attacking you or, you know, diminishing you or any of that stuff, then you are not ready to accept the love that I have, because the love that I have is going to be too much for you. because you're used to getting love in a different way, and however that is. So if you're used to getting it that way and that's the type of love you want and I can't give that, then we're never going to see eye to eye. And when I say I love you, you're not really going to be openly accepting of it because that's not how you define being loved like, because you mm-hmm. can't accept the way I love. But, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. we only had like two questions left. If you're in the group, please go in the group and respond to the questions. If you have something to say, go in the group and say it as well. We greatly appreciate it. But y'all know we got to begin to close out. This week's birthdays, we're celebrating birthdays with Jackie, Alika, Tawana, David, Flo Doc, Aaron, Mikey, and Ja'Kayla. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Also want to excuse one of my coworkers. It truly, truly broke my heart that on Friday I get the text message that Miss Yvette had passed away. She actually, it was in October of 2021, she was actually on the show, and she was talking about breast cancer. So, y'all know, please keep, you know, their family lifted up in prayers. Also, my nephew was rushed to the hospital today. Thank God he's doing much, much better. So please keep him lifted up in prayer as well. And anyone else who may have something going on, be it you, your family, your friends, or whatever, we, you know, pray that, you know, God come in and step in and make everything right for you and your family. Also, February 11th, LSO is at it again, a pop-up. If you want to be a part of it, please reach out to LSO at 718-666-1336. It's the LSO Presents Entrepreneurs Unite. Your local entrepreneurs coming together and giving you what you want, giving you what you need. We have raffles. We have music. We're going to have this. We're going to have a bunch of stuff. It's going to be 7 hours of just having a good time. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or a special day or something that's going on in your world. Be sure to let us know so that, you know, we can give you a shout-out on the show. D, what do you have to say? What do you got to say?
Hey, shout-out to you guys, man. Appreciate you all for chiming in the comments, chiming in the group, and hitting us up on the show. We definitely appreciate you guys. Keep it coming. Make sure you tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, man. LSO Tree Show with your girl, LSO. I don't know if we're going to have an AMP next week, but we will have a juicy topic for y'all next week, so definitely tuned. You can catch me Mondays through Friday. Well, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays on Shop Talk 7 at supportdistrictradio.com, My Radio Chicago. Me and your guy, Mr. Media Monix, will be hosting every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So y'all make sure y'all tune in 7 to 9 p.m. Central. All right? And check me out on get_this_D on IG. All right? Love you guys.
Ow, y'all heard him. Y'all heard him. Who's coming with me to Chicago? Because y'all know we're going to go up in their studio and just cause New York havoc. Who
Nah, y'all going to cause New York havoc. Y'all going to behave. Y'all going to behave and do as the Romans do.
Of course. That's what I'm talking about. That's how we behave. We coming in. We coming in bearing gifts. We coming in showing love.
Y'all ain't finna have
you know,
y'all not
finna
have Timberlands all over the couches.
NY.
Y'all not finna be doing that. We ain't finna do the Tims on the couches. Y'all not finna be running around jumping and pushing each other and stuff. Y'all finna be doing a march.
We don't do that. We coming in with all the love. All the love. Our messages coming back. Love you guys back. Great show as always. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. I was right here. Don't forget, remember, we'll be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to invite a friend to listen in as well. A message came and says, really, D? Yeah, you see how you're trying to pray it? We are coming to the shop with nothing but love. We come
to
take over the studio with the love, 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 love. We bring in all of this New York energy straight across the water. We're like, ta-da, we here. We are in the building. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists. And tonight you heard from a couple of them. You can reach out to them in the group. Some of them actually do respond back. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats and Things, LSO.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly through me. My latest book is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self, Meet Me, and that's a reflection book. Here, I, meaning me, LSO, is more than just erotica. I keep telling y'all that. So there's more of reflections or whatever to come. Putting together a care package, so to say, for sale, where you will have that particular book, a cork board, a journal, a pen, and a mirror. I haven't priced it all yet. Once I get all the merchandise together, I will show it to you. And, you know, maybe something you're interested in gifting to someone, not necessarily for Valentine's Day. It can be for any day, but it's a way to show someone that you love them. Coming up, we have the AMP. Yes, next week we're going to have the AMP, which is the all-men panel. Dee Smith and I, we were discussing it over this one particular topic I feel very strongly about. But this time we're going to have a women's panel to follow up on the men's panel. So, ladies, if you're interested
in
the all-women's panel, where we get to say all of what we want, and, you know, the men may have some questions for us, and they can hear our version as opposed to putting words in our mouth.
I'm going to have questions.
We haven't put a topic together.
It's going to be a long night for y'all. It's going to be a long night for y'all, boy. Ooh, it's going to be a long night for y'all. I can't wait.
Y'all want to encore, just bring it. Ladies, if you're interested in being on a panel, just let me know, and we can work it out, and we can work out the topics. We'll work out everything as we go along. But next week, we're going to have a good one, and that's going to start off a series for us. So, thank you to each and every one of you. It was a pleasure talking with you, reading your text messages, reading your messages inside the group. We greatly appreciate it. We cannot do the show without you. You are a part of the show. You are the co-host along with us. You're hosting the show with us. So we greatly appreciate it. And y'all gave us something that y'all can never get back, and we greatly appreciate that, and that's your time. Y'all gave us 2 hours of your time. You will never, ever get these 2 hours back. So know that it didn't go unjust, and we greatly appreciate it. And we're sending love and hugs and abundance to each and every one of you. And we hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening you and strengthening you, as well as getting in your business and you getting in ours. We greatly appreciate that, and we're here to build each other up and move forward and get it popping. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's show on relationship lessons and what is your lesson plan. Listen, everyone is different. Everyone comes from a previous relationship or relationships, so don't think just because they are now in a relationship with you, this is where the relationship begins or the relationship ends. Could be where the relationship ends, but know that there was one or two or however many before you, so don't judge them based on that. If it's God's will, we will talk to you next week, so stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I deserve, hashtag I am. D. Smith, what is your hashtag?
Hashtag get this underscore D. Get at me.
There y'all go. There y'all go. And don't forget to support my boy. Go on Instagram, get this underscore D. And tomorrow he's going to be on Media Monic, so be sure to tune in. Yours in sweetness, LSO, D. Smith. Have a good night, everyone.